Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and currently we are in the midst of a detailed study of Matthew chapter 24. This entire chapter focuses on the last day's events. Thus far this week, we have looked at the first three verses of the chapter, which has dealt with the destruction of the temple, as well as the disciples' misunderstanding of this event. Today we'll begin to focus on the signs which lead up to the second coming. And this starts at verse 4 and continues to verse 29. Our study today will look at that first sign, which Jesus said that false Christ will arise in the last days. And this is recorded for us in verses 4 and 5, which read as follows. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many." When the disciples heard about the destruction of the temple in verse 2, they in their mind understood this at the point when Jesus would bring in his kingdom. And it's interesting, as we pointed out in Luke chapter 19, verse 11, as Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, he healed a man that was blind. And as the people saw that, they thought Jesus was on his way to establish the kingdom of God there in Jerusalem. They had to teach him a parable that the kingdom of God would not be established in the near future. At verse 4, Jesus begins to describe the second coming. He's trying to teach his disciples that the establishing of the kingdom at his second coming would not take place immediately, but would be in the future. And they also asked in verse 3 what the sign of his coming would be. And he's going to tell them there's not just going to be one sign, but there's going to be a series of signs before the establishing of the kingdom of God. And Jesus deals with the first six signs in verses 4 through 14. He mentions these specific signs, or birth pangs, which they have been described. The first one is that false Christ would arise. That's in verses 4 through 5. Also, there'd be wars and fightings in verses 6 through 7a. The third sign is worldwide devastation in 7b through 8. The fourth sign is that believers would be delivered to tribulation in verse 9. The fifth sign, the defection of believers in verses 10 through 13. Then that sixth sign is that the gospel would be preached in the entire world in verse 14. So he deals with the signs that are going to precede the establishing of the kingdom of God, which actually goes all the way up to verse 29. And then when he gets to verse 36, he deals with the when or the timing, because they also ask, when will these things be? And the bottom line on the timing of it is that no one knows a day or the hour, so we need to be prepared each and every day. So our study today will focus on this first birth pang or this first sign, many false Christs will arise. Now, I would like to point out that Jesus did not say here at verse 4 that these signs are going to now take place over the next 2,000 years, but these are the signs which indicate the coming of the Lord is at hand. And that first one, as I mentioned, is the false Christ that will rise up, as mentioned in verses 4 through 5. And the Lord tries to warn us in advance that we'd not be caught off guard by these false Christs, those that would claim to be the Messiah, which are not. And I'd like to go through a series of scriptures which give us a key to identifying false teachers, false Christ, false leaders that would rise up in the body of Christ. The first one is found in Matthew chapter 24, verses 23 and 24, where the Lord says, "Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it. For false Christ or pseudo Christ and false prophets or pseudo prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders, so as to deceive, if possible, even the elect." Well, you need to see the first thing about these false Christs and false prophets is that they are able to do signs and wonders. They are able to do false miracles. And a lot of people are trying now in this day and age to verify or to validate someone as a true teacher from God by the fact that they do miracles. That's not the only thing that would authenticate someone as a true messenger from God. They also must proclaim the truth. We're to analyze what they say. Yes, a miracle will confirm that they're from the Lord, but that's not the only sign that we look for. Because here are false Christs and false prophets who are going to be able to do great signs, so clever that if it was possible, even the elect would be deceived. Then in Luke chapter 21, verse 8, the second thing that we see about these false Christs and false prophets is that they deceive people. That's the means that they work by. They work through deception. Verse 8 reads, "And he said, 'Take heed that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he. The time is drawn near, therefore do not go after them.'" And so the Lord says, take heed, literally keep your eyes open, be spiritually alert. That's the safeguard against the false teachers. Also notice here that it says that many are going to be coming in his name. That's what Matthew 24 says as well, that it's not just going to be a few in number, but many false leaders will rise up. The third scripture is Luke 21, verse 25. This is why many false Christs will be able to rise up, because the last days are going to be so difficult. They're going to be so filled with pressure that people are going to be looking for answers. Verse 25 reads, and there will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. And that word with perplexity literally means no way out. It's going to get to a situation that there's going to be no human answer. So many false Christs will rise up and say, I have the answer to the world's problems. And people are going to be so desperate, they're going to follow after these false Christs. This time is so horrible. Verse 26 of Luke 21 describes it this way. Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. That's the environment in which these false Christs are going to rise up. Men's hearts are going to fail because of fear. And they're going to know that doom is on the horizon, so they're going to look for answers. And these false messiahs are going to be there to lead people to destruction. The fourth reference is found in Acts chapter 13, verse 10, which gives us the four marks of a false teacher or a false prophet, where Paul turns to a false prophet and he says this to him. And he said, oh, full of deceit. That's number one. False messiahs, false teachers are full of deceit and all fraud. The second mark, as Paul says here, it says, you son of the devil. That is the true source of false teaching and false messiahs. It ultimately comes from the devil, who is a deceiver and a liar from the beginning. The third mark, he says, you enemy of all righteousness. In one way or another, they're going to distort the true teaching of holiness, either bring people into legalism or tell them it doesn't matter how they live. And number four, he says, will you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord? And so there's a twisting of that which is true, trying to use the scripture, but twisting them to their own destruction, as Peter says. The fifth reference is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, which is ultimately a reference to the Antichrist. It also says that his source is going to be from the devil as well. It says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. So here again, it speaks of the false signs and wonders as well as unrighteous deception. And the reason this is all going to be able to take place is because 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 7 says that one aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit will be removed in the last days. This verse reads as follows, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. That's another reason why so many will be deceived in that last day, because the Holy Spirit's restraint from lawlessness and from allowing the Antichrist to be raised up will be removed. The sixth scripture comes from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, which says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. So here the Holy Spirit is very specific in warning us that there will be people who depart from the faith and they're going to follow after this false teaching. The last two scriptures come from 2 Timothy chapter 3, the first one in verse 1, which says, but know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. That's why the many false Christs are going to be able to rise up, because the times are going to be so difficult, so extreme. Jesus said that time of tribulation is going to be like since there never has been a nation on the face of the earth. And this term that's translated perilous time is actually found in Matthew chapter 8, verse 28, which describes that man who lived in the tombs and was possessed by the many demons. And it says that he was exceedingly fierce. That's the same term Paul uses here in 2 Timothy 3:1, translated as perilous times. So it's going to be difficult, extreme times, which has its source in the demonic realm. Then also in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 13, Paul speaks about the false teachers, and when he says, but evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So some of the false teachers are deceived themselves, while others are merely deceiving people, maybe for the money, maybe for the profit, maybe for the position they could have or influence over people, that they would use religion as such a source, but others themselves really believe what they teach. In the last days especially, it's going to be a time when many false Christs, false teachers, false prophets arise, and many are going to follow after these individuals. And ultimately, there will be one false Christ that will rise up, who we refer to as the Antichrist, or as the book of Revelation chapter 13 refers to him as the beast. And in a study in the near future here in Matthew chapter 24, we will do a detailed study on what the scripture says about the Antichrist. And I do believe that we are living in those days when many are being deceived, and our best weapon against that is to know the truth, to be spiritually alert, to study the word of God, to be like those Bereans, to examine the scriptures, to make sure that what any person is teaching is in line with what the word of God proclaims. And really, that is our heart here at Solid Ground. We want to place people on the solid ground of the authority of the Word of God. And our desire is to help you in any way that we can. So I'd like to make known to you the fact that we do have a Bible school at our church, and we are able to offer correspondence courses through the mail where the studies are on tape. Some of them are studies of books of the Bible, verse-by-verse studies. Others are doctrinal studies. Others relate to ministry. Our simple desire is to help you grow in the things of God. Also, the studies that we do here on Solid Ground are available on tape cassette. And if we could help you in any way, please feel free to contact us at our new toll-free number, which is 1-877-941-LAMB. That's 1-877-941-LAMB. Or if you'd like to copy the notes that I use for many of our studies here on the radio broadcast, they are available on our website, and so is a copy of our catalog for the Bible school. So if you would like to get more information on either of those two things, you could look up our website at www.calvarylm.org. Simply, our desire is to help you grow in your understanding of the Word of God.